welcome to Listen Up. Today, I want to talk about the finger stick. You may be familiar with this puncturing or using a lancet to puncture the tip of one's finger. Commonly, diabetics do this to check their sugar level. Well, I'd like to talk today about the many ways to get information from one drop of blood on a strip, a chemical strip. The information that it can give you can really make a difference into rapidly finding out the state of your health. And the beauty of it is that it can be done anywhere, not in just in a hospital setting. As we just spoke about the diabetics who do this in their homes. And to be thorough, I want to explain that in the hospital setting, we use perhaps an earlobe, or in newborns, we use the heel of the child. Rich blood supply, we squeeze it, we get that drop of blood onto a chemical strip. Now, the information that you can get is timely. It may take up to 3 minutes, however. So it isn't instantaneous. And at times, especially the diabetics, they need a reader, a device to put that strip into to interpret what exactly is the level. Now, other strips tell you positive or negative. Is it present, not present? I want to review some of the common places in healthcare that we use the medical finger sticks, then let you know where research is being done and what clinical entities or disease processes we're developing finger stick of rapid evaluation for. First, I don't know if you realize that cholesterol, the three types, the high density, low density, and very low density, as well as triglycerides, can be gleaned by a finger stick evaluation. Also, ulcers, that is, suspected stomach ulcers that are caused by a common bacteria, H. pylori, the presence of that bacteria, can be evaluated from a finger stick. This is important because these are ulcers that are treated by an antibiotic as opposed to other common treatments for general ulcers. Another medical entity is liver disease. This can be screened as to the finding of certain enzymes being elevated. That is, enzymes that the liver makes, that when the liver is inflamed, it increases the amount of production of ALT and AST. Continuing with the liver, hepatitis C. A finger stick is found to be 99% accurate. It takes a little longer than 3 minutes, though. It takes 20 to 30 minutes. However, it requires a lab to interpret the blood on the strip. Now, the presence of lead in children has long been evaluated and screened for with a drop of blood from a child. Now, I don't want you to confuse finger sticks that can be done bedside that don't require an interpreting machine or that have to go to the lab for interpretation or results. Now, there is an HIV test, but not a finger stick. It's an oral home test, but it uses a stick which swabs your gums, and that gives you a rapid evaluation of the presence of HIV. Again, what we're talking about in this podcast is finger sticks and generation of a drop of blood for evaluation. Now, on the horizon, researchers at the University of Rochester ID'd a protein that becomes increased in the blood when we do intense exertion, but also if we've had a major impact or blow to our head. These scientists are working hard to see whether it's possible to distinguish a measurable amount or quantifiable difference with a drop of blood and then interpret that as a person being diagnosed with a concussion. So keep a lookout for this. There is much research being done to point of care detection by simple tests. You should know that all these tests are FDA approved. Healthcare testing is being made easier and faster, just like everything else in our life, due to technology. This is Doc Handel. Thanks for listening up.